Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Summer Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and IUB at 6:31 and 10 seconds to go right along with it Wednesday evening on your fan. New York City, Steve Summers here, you there. Peter Hoffman, Connor Green, they on the other side of the glass in 1-877-337-6666. That's the number for what'll be a 3.5 hour Wednesday schmooze right up until Chris Moore. Chris coming your way at 10 on your fan. New York City.
The Baseball Writers Association of America announced their winners of the Cy Young Awards.
As a starting pitcher, that's the, you know, kind of the highest honor you can have.
Struck him out. That's 11 for DeGrom tonight. Struck him out with a curveball. That's 12 strikeouts for Jacob DeGrom. 1-2. Struck him out. Jacob DeGrom strikes out the side of the seventh.
Jacob is so relaxed, he might not feel the stress of those.
And he struck him out. Back-to-back strikeouts for DeGrom.
DeGrom gets it. 13th strike.
This is Major League Baseball. It's not just going out there and just going to let you run all over them. So Jake is definitely doing something special this year.
On the inside corner, got him looking at a changeup. And DeGrom strikes out the side in the fifth inning. Struck him out! A master at the top of his craft.
Yes, Cy Young, one of baseball's all-time mound greats, who in a 22-year span from 1890 through 1911, hurled 511 Major League victories. More than any other man.
10 strikeouts for Jacob DeGrom. Another wonderful performance by DeGrom.
He always seems to step it up, even when he doesn't quite have his best stuff and there's a runner in scoring position or a runner at third with less than two outs. He steps up, gets the big strikeout.
Struck him out. 9 strikeouts for DeGrom.
I want to win baseball games. Whether I get the win or somebody else, we want to win as a team. So any win's a positive.
He strikes out Jeanette on a curveball in the dirt. 10 strikeouts for DeGrom. And that'll do it for the Reds.
That's definitely something that I would like to win. It's the best award you can get as a pitcher, I would say. So it's definitely something that you strive for and a goal that you try to get to.
Ground ball down to first, handled by Flores. He'll run to the bag and the ball game is over. Jacob DeGrom with a complete game performance, the third of his career, does not allow an earned run, lowers his ERA to 1.71.
Yeah, I definitely wanted to go out there and throw the ball well, but like I said before, every time I take the mound, I want to put up zeros. What other guys do is out of my control. I just have to go out there and do what I can do.
And so, deja vu all over again. And the production piece you just heard, because the news broke at 6:20. So the production piece we found from a year ago, we just played again. Who could tell the difference? Although you could tell the difference because his ERA was a little bit higher than 1.70. But he wins for the second year in a row. And for the second year in a row, we could call him Cy Grom, that's for sure. And everyone knows the kind of season. By the way, and you want to know from repeating, you want to know from deja vu, he got 29 out of the 30 votes. However, the one who didn't vote for him, not from San Diego, as was the case last year, but from Hollywood, it was Scherzer and Ryu, finishing in a tie for second place, a distant tie. And so the front runner wins again, two in a row, and he is just the 11th major league pitcher to win it 2 years in a row. So we could talk about that. There's some other items on the agenda, on the menu from column A and column B. And you know this news, Christopher Johnson. He's giving Adam Gase a voice of confidence, a vote of confidence, and by voicing it, too, by the way. But he's giving Case a vote of confidence. Now, if you're a Jets fan, you don't get a vote. For a moment, give a thought to the two of them. This is the pot calling the kettle black, made for each other. Apparently, Christopher Johnson doesn't think the customer is always right. And you got to believe Christopher Johnson thinks he's never wrong. Apparently, Christopher Johnson made this decision today with a vote of confidence. He'll be back in 2020. Who isn't happy? But apparently, Johnson makes this decision today with a clear conscience. And a clear conscience usually is a sign of a bad memory. Better Johnson had waited until the end of the season, you think? Better he said nothing today, since a closed mouth gathers no feet. If Johnson was smart, he would have thought twice before saying nothing. You can't correct a mistake unless you admit to it. And maybe reason number one, Sam endorses Gase. And what is this coming up on Saturday? Who doesn't want to be there? The Capper Gimmick event. It's coming up on Saturday with all 32 teams going to be there, representatives, of course, giving Capper Gimmick a look after we get a chance to hear him tell us how he's in shape to play some football. Well, this has nothing to do, and I'm sure everybody understands that this has nothing to do with football, nothing at all, since all 32 teams will give a look, take a knee, and pass, punt, and kick him into official retirement. The event, and it will be an event, you know from this, the event scheduled for Saturday by the NFL is probably accurately the result of the collision lawsuit settlement and less to do with helping Kaepernick find a job with the team and more to do with the business the NFL has chosen, which is the business of turning controversy into something worthy. So, come Saturday, they will do what the courts want them to do for the blacklisting and all that he took a knee for and then stood up for, and they will do the red, white, and blue thing the NFL will by announcing support for those worthy social and justice programs Kaepernick is a part of, with their PR machine doing and looking the part by correcting all the wrong for the collusion and confusion it caused, since the NFL is all about doing the right thing. The NFL knows that Luke Falk, Trevor Siemian, the butcher, the baker, and candlestick maker, they all have a better chance signing with the team than Kaepernick. And you know who else probably knows this? Kaepernick himself. So we were watching from last night the unwatchables, or better said, rubbernecking. And you know already what I'm talking about when I say I was watching the unwatchables rubbernecking on MSG from last night with the Knickerbockers in Chicago taking on the Mighty Bulls. We were asking something last night because, let's face it, you know as well as I do, there is a lot more I don't know than do. And so I need your help because, as God knows, as there is a God in heaven, there is something that, well, last night, I couldn't believe, or maybe I could, knowing it was the Knickerbockers, but I knew I was going to need some help. And so when we came on after the Nets game from last night. Another wonderful effort from them, especially with Irving missing two big shots in the last 1 minute. But that was the Nets. We were in Chicago watching with the Knickerbockers, and I'm going to need some help. You have to help me, please. And as I say, if there is a God in heaven or a mere mortal on the face of this earth who can help me understand what was taking place in the fourth quarter last night, I swear to you, as true as I'm sitting here, Coby White off the bench hit seven threes. He hit seven threes. Coby White off the bench hit seven threes in the fourth quarter. And again, please forgive me for asking, but why was he so wide open? Can somebody help me, please, if there's a God in heaven? Why was he so comfortable? How do you not, listen, please excuse me for asking, but how do you not defend? How do you not challenge or contest a shot? How do you do what you do and the Knicks whoop-de-damn-do to you? How do you explain this? Coby White, who has more hair than he has the rest of his body, his hair is just as tall as he is, Coby White was more wide open than the Grand Canyon. I'm not exaggerating. Well, never mind, because the Knickerbockers are developing players, and so it's going to take our patience for us to see some of this development. You know what the Knickerbockers do so well? They develop scapegoats. And it won't be General Mills and or Commodore Perry who goes, since we all know who is about to fall. Scapegoat number one.
Fizzle out. Verb. To lose excitement. To become less exciting.
Flop, flop, fizz, fizz.
David Fizdale and Jim Boylan embrace as the Bulls win it.
Flop, flop, fizz, fizz.
Obviously, Scott and I are not happy with where we are right now.
As the Knicks lose this game wire to wire.
Flop, flop, fizz, fizz.
Gotta own that our home consistency is not there. And I'll take full responsibility for that.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Eight straight win for the Pistons over the Knicks. And David Fizdale's team lays a big egg.
Flop, flop, fizz, fizz.
But I also think it's important for us to communicate to our fans that we're not happy where we are right now.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Barrett looking for Gibson, broken up by Drummond.
I'm not cruising through this thing, you know, acting like it's always like I got a bunch of time to get a team together.
Those speedy bubbles relieve your upset stomach and headache fast.
I think Jim is a fan and believes in what we're doing, but he has the same kind of expectations that we have.
The Knicks get blown out.
Flop, flop, fizz, fizz.
I make these decisions of what's going on the court, what players play, who plays together, what plays we call.
Here's White over here by himself. How could that be?
Flop, flop, fizz, fizz.
We still believe in our coaching staff. We believe in the plan that Scott and I put together and the players that we've assembled.
You know, we're in this together, obviously, but I take the brunt of that responsibility because I'm the head coach.
Oh, what a relief it is. What a relief.
And you know who's going to be relieved when he is relieved? And no doubt, Fizdale himself, for having to work for the Mills and for the Perry, and of course the commander-in-chief, James Dolan himself. The lead story that just broke at 6:21, and I don't know how many seconds, my fault. It broke at 6:21, and the one voter did not, and should I go after him? Last year, of course, it was somebody from San Diego. This time, somebody from the Orange County Register. He had a vote for Ryu, and Ryu and Scherzer, they finished a distant second to Cy Grom, the 11th pitcher, I should say, that has won it back-to-back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.